This Friday marks the 2-year anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's health care overhaul. Its birthday present will be a trip to the Supreme Court next week. Justices will hear arguments on whether two aspects of the law are constitutional, the individual mandate requiring citizens to purchase health insurance and the Medicaid expansion. Alaska is one of 26 states suing to overturn the law, but the state has also benefited from the Affordable Care Act. John Hammerland is regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He points to several health care changes that have happened in Alaska because of the law.
There are many more preventive benefits that are now offered under Medicare that are available to Alaskan beneficiaries, and they are paying much less out of pocket. And in many cases, these preventive benefits, these important screenings, are completely free to the Medicare beneficiaries. So, for example, they now have the opportunity to get an annual wellness exam with their physician. There's also benefits to other Alaskans, those who had pre-existing conditions and couldn't in the past get insurance coverage or couldn't afford insurance coverage because the insurance companies were charging an arm and a leg because of their pre-existing conditions. They now have the opportunity to acquire affordable insurance coverage. Alaskans who are 26 or younger are able to continue to get health insurance coverage under their parents' plans or family plans. So those are just some of the benefits that the Affordable Care Act has brought already.
Like many states, Alaska has made little progress on the insurance exchange that is supposed to be up and running in 2014 and offer an easy way to find affordable insurance. How troubling or problematic is the slow progress on this front?
Each state is sort of fashioning their own solution, and they're in various stages of progress and readiness towards this. We are doing all that we can to offer technical assistance to states and through our regulatory process offering as much flexibility as we can to allow the states to fashion solutions that work for them. And so we're really just waiting to see how this will play out. And of course, if a state cannot put together an exchange or a marketplace in time, then the law calls for a fallback where the federal government will offer a federal-sponsored exchange. And in some cases, that's probably what we'll end up doing.
We haven't heard much about the Medicaid expansion in Alaska. Can you explain that part of the law and what Alaskans could gain from it?
Well, so what's going to happen in Medicaid expansion is that right now the program is somewhat limited, if you will, in terms of the sorts of income levels and asset levels that it covers. And it's primarily for low-income women and children. But the expansion is going to allow a wider range of people who cannot get insurance through their employer or otherwise don't qualify for some other federal program, but that have income levels that are above the current Medicaid levels in Alaska, they're now going to be eligible to get insurance through the Medicaid mechanism.
The Affordable Care Act still hasn't done anything yet to make health care insurance more affordable. Why is this? And do you think we'll see more cost-controlling measures in the years ahead?
I think once there's more people covered, then the hope is that indeed healthcare costs generally are going to lower. The other thing that the Affordable Care Act tried to do is to improve the healthcare delivery system, and that in and of itself is going to reduce healthcare costs. For example, if we can show hospitals how to reduce unnecessary readmissions, you'd be alarmed at how many, I think about a third of Medicare beneficiaries who go to the hospital are readmitted to the hospital later because of some complication that arose during the hospital stay. There are ways to stamp that out altogether, and that's pure savings. as you reduce general health care costs, then also insurance premiums can come down because health care gets less expensive. So there's much we can do by improving the quality of care that will save costs in the healthcare market and in insurance premiums.
John Hammerland is the regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.